audio you're about to indulge in was created by me, Snaky Smut. It was recorded by a consenting adult for consenting adults over the age of 18. If you are considered a minor, please do not consume my content as you have been warned. My audios are not to be rehosted, reshared, re-uploaded on any other platforms without my explicit permission. Thank you, and I hope you enjoy.
I don't know if you want to get the veil that needs to be pressed in. Somebody get that?
Holy shit. Oh my god. What are you doing here? Wow, what's it been? 2-3 years?
It's my old boss. You don't know him. Are you on the phone with the caterer? Okay, will you ask about the salmon thing?
Sorry. This wedding has turned into a complete fiasco. Talk? I'm kind of busy right now, if you couldn't tell. But let's catch up at the reception, okay? Alone? Something wrong? You know what? Actually, I could use a break.
I need a break. All of you need to get the fuck out. No, I'm not kidding. I'll meet you downstairs. Till then, leave me the fuck alone. Anything else comes up, bring it to my useless fiancé and tell Shelby to switch with Katie.
Sorry about that. Come on. Come in if you want to talk. God. This is so stressful. Okay, look, before we get into this, whatever you want to talk about, can you just... I need you to talk me down. You were always really good at that. I don't know. How did you always calm me down before? I just remember when I was stressed, talking to you would chill me out, so... Do your thing. Work your magic. Listen. Let me vent. Really? No, you're right. I guess I don't really have anyone to talk to. Not about this. What makes you think that would even help? Oh, like you know me so well? I mean, we haven't seen each other in years. Fine. But there's not really a lot to say. Okay. Like, I know getting married is supposed to be stressful, and the wedding is no exception. I mean, what a complete nightmare. And everybody gets cold feet, right? I mean, a little bit. But it's like, does every single thing that goes wrong have to feel like some sign from the universe? Like, the caterers with the salmon. I mean, the level of sheer incompetence. And of course, everybody's got some kind of dietary restriction. But do they call the caterer? Or the wedding planner? No, of course not. I get the text, or the call, or a rambling email about gluten and dairy or tree nut allergies, and does the dish contain egg whites, and like, can't you fucking Google a recipe, Susan? And my bridesmaids are in open mutiny. They're supposed to be my friends, my, you know, support system, but suddenly nobody wants to walk down the aisle with my fiancé's creepy fucking incel brother, but that's not even the real problem. The real problem is public proposals are fucking bullshit. It's like coercion or duress or something. I mean, you're basically being proposed to at gunpoint, except the gun is loaded with guilt and expectation and obligation. And like, he's got this ring in your face, and you look around and a whole restaurant full of strangers is just staring at you, and you blink and it's your whole family at your engagement party. And then you turn around and it's your friends at your bridal shower, and who's your maid of honor, strawberry champagne cake or red velvet? And of course you have to pick the extra perfect dress or all of civilization might collapse. And then... You just, inundated with a deluge of unending decisions that you don't ever have time to question it in the first one. And then the one that started all of this was the right choice to begin with, and then it's too late because his godmother flew in from fucking Belgium. Fucked. Sorry. Thank you. I'm sorry, I'm getting mascara all over your suit. This is supposed to be waterproof makeup. See, I told you there wasn't much to say. No, I'm okay. Everyone cries on their wedding day, right? You were right. I just needed to vent. I'll be fine. Hey, you know what would be great? A cigarette. You have one for me? What? You... Since when? Oh, wow. Good for you. Me? No, not for years now. The last one I had was a post-coital smoke with you. Yeah, deciding to only smoke after sex was a pretty big brain move. I'd either cut way back on cigarettes or have way more sex. Win-win, right? Right. You wanted to talk to me about something. Sorry, I kind of hijacked the conversation there. What's on your mind? Oh, come on. Spill it. Don't get shy on me now. After all, I completely embarrassed myself. You wanted to talk, so talk. What's this? Well, it looks like a greeting card envelope. But you could have just put it with the other wedding gifts, so... Okay, I'm looking closer. It's an open envelope with your name on it. Is that supposed to mean so... Wait. That's my handwriting. Oh, I recognize this. It's the birthday card I gave you. I had no idea what to buy you, so I... You've got to be fucking kidding, right? You can't be serious. No, I'm not going to open it. I know what it says. I wrote the damn thing. Oh my god. You're actually serious. It's my wedding day. Are you out of your fucking mind? I cannot believe you actually thought that you would just waltz in here with this and... Oh my god, fine, okay, fine. I'm gonna read it. Not like it makes a difference, so... Whatever. This is so not happening. Yeah, I know which part. To the world's greatest boss, blah, 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 blah. Happy birthday, yada, yada. In observance of the most sacred and time-honored tradition of the B-Day, BJ, this coupon is redeemable to me by you. Anytime, anywhere, for one blowjob, no questions asked, no expiration date. And you held on to this for like 3 years so you could come here and do this? And I'm supposed to what? Drop to my knees 2 hours before my wedding and blow you in my wedding dress? Unbelievable. I mean, okay, I'll be the first to admit I did some crazy, filthy, slutty things with you, but this? I'm not that person anymore. A lot has changed. I finished my degree. I was recruited for my job out of school. And if we were at the same firm, by the way, I'd be your boss. I have a house, stock portfolio, and a fucking fiancé. I'm not that naive college intern anymore, itching to have a tawdry office affair with her boss. I mean, I look back on those times and I cannot believe how stupid and irresponsible I was, risking my career, my reputation, and actually getting off on the thrill of it, the sneaking around. I was such an idiot. Of course, I remember the Christmas party. Against that flimsy door. the whole office just on the other side, not being able to make a sound when all I wanted to do was scream my head off. Still might be the hardest I've ever come. I know what you're doing. You think if you get me all talking about old times and thinking about your cock, that I'll get all horny and change my mind. No, I do not miss it. Never. I mean, sometimes it's different with him. I'm not going to answer that. Why do guys always ask that? No, it doesn't mean you're bigger. It means I won't answer that. That's not even what I'm talking about when I say it's different. Sex just isn't all that important to him. To us. I mean, we do it. Of course we do it. But it's not like a huge focus. With you and me, that's literally all we had. It wasn't a partnership like I have with him. It was just raw physical lust. There is nothing real to it. Just fire and passion, desire and urgent, primal. Give me that card. I mean, that's what people do when they redeem a ticket, right? God. You've missed the taste of your cock. Such a whore for you. Only your cock can do this to me. Make me do something this slutty. Do I look pretty in my wedding dress with your cock in my mouth? How does it feel to get sucked off by another man's bride? Are you gonna come to the ceremony? Watch me walk down the aisle with your cum in my stomach. Watch me marry another man knowing you can still turn me into a filthy slut whenever you want. Are you gonna remember my voice moaning into your cock as you hear me recite my vows? Picture me kneeling in front of you in this same dress when I say, I do. Are you gonna come to my reception too and congratulate my new husband on such a beautiful, blushing bride? You'll know exactly why I'm blushing. What are you gonna talk about when you meet my parents, huh? How proud they must be of their precious little princess. Isn't that what you like to call me? Do you think they'd be proud of how deep I can swallow your cock how I can make it completely disappear all the way down. I felt. Do I look like a princess in my wedding dress? Do I look pretty with my lips wrapped around you? Are you gonna congratulate my father? Shake his hand and smile while remembering all the times I called you daddy? You're really throbbing now. I forgot how much you love when I call you that. You're still my daddy, right? Remember that when you meet him, how many times I moan, fuck me, daddy, as you pounded my tight little pussy, or screamed, yes, daddy, as you spanked my ass raw and pulled my hair, or begged, please, daddy, for you to come in my mouth. You're so close, I can feel it. You still like me begging, don't you? Please give me your cum, daddy. I want it so bad. Beat it to me. I want to spend the whole day with our dirty little secret inside me. In front of all those people, only you and I will know how you claimed me. How you made me your good little slut. Please come for me, daddy. That's it. Yeah, give it to me. I want it. I want all your cum. I like it when you make me a dumb drooling mess. I forgot how much I love the taste of your cum. Help me up. Thanks. The what? Oh, come on. That was some fun dirty talk. But I think we both know, I'm not getting married today. I just sucked off another man in my wedding dress. I'm obviously not ready for this. No, you didn't do anything. It's about me and him. This just shined a light on everything I've been ignoring. Let me finally hear all those alarm bells I've been dismissing because I've been so caught up in people's expectations of me. I do love him. It's not that. It's nothing I can put into words. It's just a million tiny little symptomatic things that all add up to one giant, inescapable truth. He doesn't understand me. He doesn't see me. Who I am. He's not the one. Look, thanks for listening, but I gotta go face the music. All I want to do is leave a note and disappear, but that's so cowardly. No, don't tempt me. This is going to be hard enough. How do I even do this? I mean, really? That's really sweet of you to offer, but You don't have to. You've done enough. I mean, if you hadn't shown up, I might not have realized what a mistake I was making before going through with it. You mean that? Oh, yeah, okay. That could be good, actually. Are you sure? It might be really late. Or I might be showing up in an hour. Who knows how this is gonna go? Are you still at the same house? Yeah, I remember the way. Thank you. You have no idea. I mean, I'm about to nuke my entire life. Just everyone I know, everyone I'm close to is gonna hate me. You don't understand what a bitch I've been lately. Not to mention, I'll be having a pretty shitty day myself, so yeah, I'm definitely gonna need that. Somewhere to go. Someone who understands. Hey, thanks. I'm glad that you came. Okay. See you there.